MBTA General Manager Philip Eng completes his first week on the job, and it's been called the most difficult job in Massachusetts. The T's experienced a wave of service disruptions, slowdowns, and is in the midst of a labor shortage, and Philip Eng joins us to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. After week one, do you think you're in the most difficult job in Massachusetts?
Well, I will say this. We are in a vital job. We are providing vital service, essential service for the people that need to get around the greater Boston area in Massachusetts. So it's an exciting time, and I really thoroughly enjoy the opportunity to provide that level of service for people.
Mm. But, you know, there have been some problems. In your first few days, there were some derailments on the red and blue lines. Nobody was hurt. But, you know, these incidents are in the headlines frequently, and it's almost a pastime to complain about the T here in Massachusetts. How do you rebuild trust among passengers?
Well, we're going to start from the bottom up. We're going to dive into everything that we're doing, start tackling the things that are impacting the riders and the level of service that they need, and increasing speeds, ensuring safety. And then the riders will start to see those benefits. And at the same time, we're going to work on communications, giving them the information they need so they can make decisions on their daily travels.
You know, when do you think we might see sort of, or riders might see some of the tangible effects of some of your proposals? When might we see actual faster trains or more information about our own specific routes or things like that? How soon?
Well, even before I started, I asked the folks to give me information with regards to the different speed restriction zones. And that information is what actual repairs we need to complete. And then let's put a plan together and a schedule together. Once we have that, we will start sharing that with the public. And then we'll hold ourselves to those schedules. So I don't have the exact dates, but the intent is to tackle the areas that are most problematic with the slowest speeds that impact the most people first, and then ultimately from end to end.
You know, there was a report issued this month that said the T will be on track to start the next fiscal year with really low staffing levels, about 25% below what's required to maintain the system, right? And the T needs, what, about 2,800 workers in the next 12 months? What are you going to do to try to fill some of those jobs? Because you may be able to identify where there are problems, but you're going to need the workers to make sure that the trains run on time.
You know, we do need to hire a significant number of people, and this is not uncommon to many public agencies in private sector as well. But what we're going to do is we're going to take the hiring efforts and we're going to get out and about to the different communities. We're going to be talking to them about not only about the incentive that we're offering, the hiring bonus of $7,500, but their career paths that they can have beyond the entry level. It really is once the premier job, I'm told, and we're going to make it the premier job again. It won't be easy, but people will realize that their opportunities are great, and we're going to really focus on getting to them before they've made decisions on their careers.
All right, MBTA General Manager Philip Eng, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.